The St. Louis Gateway Arch is our city's signature monument. It defines the city's place in American history and for nearly half a century has stood as one of the nation's architectural points of pride and engineering ingenuity. In the book, The Gateway Arch, a biography by Tracy Campbell, the author captures the essence and living legacy of this monument made of steel. Few of the hundreds of thousands of tourists who swarm the arch each year understands the monument's complicated history. Originally conceived by civic leaders in the early 1930s, it ran into opposition from residents who wondered if it would make more sense to spend the money on projects that had a more direct impact on the lives of the taxpayers. Its completion, more than 50 years ago, was the culmination of collaboration of politicians, the federal government, and civic leaders who worked together with landowners, real estate agents, and bankers to bring the project to fruition. Together, they convinced the city's residents that this was both a viable and worthwhile project. Today, the Gateway Arch is revered for the way it transforms a simple curve into an awe-inspiring experience of place. The genius of the arch is that it is both traditional and modern, disarmingly simple and extraordinarily complex, unadorned yet elegant. It is 630 feet high, the nation's tallest monument, taller than the Washington Monument and twice the height of the Statue of Liberty. It has defined this country's landscape for almost half a century, and it still stands as one of the most iconic structures on this planet. And to think, it was almost never built. Never built because public sentiment held that there were more practical uses for taxpayers' funds than a gleaming bended beam of stainless steel. The naysayers couldn't see beyond the perceived impracticalities of the project. They couldn't care less about a monument to American culture and civilization. They were more concerned with potholes being filled and teachers being hired and fire stations being built. But the visionary vanguards were grander than them, and their drive for innovation was stronger. And because they held true to their dreams and they found the whys when everyone around them was giving them the why nots, millions of people from around the world have since been graced by this magnificent edifice. And we are blessed to have it right here in our backyard in St. Louis, Missouri. And that the lessons are clear. We must each find and fulfill our grandest vision for ourselves. We must find our own arch, and we must not let anyone around us keep us from doing so. But this will require an expansive mind, an inventive spirit, a tenacious grip, and a brave heart. There will be people who love you and who want the best for you, who will try to steer you onto another path. A safer path, a well-worn path, a path that carries with it health insurance and a 401k plan. And so as much as you love them in return, you must stay true to your calling and your highest expression of yourself and continue to plot your own course. And there will be trying times, no doubt, and you may look longingly at those who followed in the wake of those who have already figured things out. But like the arch, you will have the inherent flexibility to bend but not to break. As you create your own St. Louis spirit in the sky, I promise you, the view will be worth it when you arrive at the top. I'm Benjamin Ola Akande.